Let's help each other. Okay. It's 12 midnight. Good morning, Chat Station. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning to the world. How are you doing? Okay. It's a new day. And it feels so good. Okay. Good morning, Auntie Ada. Sorry if I'm sane, but that's how I feel. Is Nigeria free? Where is my freedom? If I'm working and my salary can't even feed me, talk less of my mom and few other people who look up to me being in Lagos. If I wasn't a Nigerian, I would have nowhere I should be in my football career and musical career. Okay, I guess you wanted to say I would have known where I'd be. Okay. Be my football career and musical career. Where is my freedom? If I can't protest when I am being maltreated. As I am typing this tears is flowing from my eyes. I believe I should end here. Classic from Lagos. Classic, I am so sorry. Honestly, I am sorry. Good evening, Ada. Chinedu the Atheist, presently in Ijebuode. Countries are simply geographical prisons created by men under the guise of statehood. Government is just a formal way men rule, dominate, control, and even subdue their fellow men under the guise and pretext of statehood and nationhood. In my own opinion, unity is never forced when the basis for collective and mutual coexistence based on equity, fairness, and justice has not been negotiated, agreed upon, and upheld. And so I ask, is the modern day Nigerian state truly based on equity, fairness, and justice, especially since the end of the war? That is why, even though I don't support Professor Uju Anya's choice of sexuality, I can never fault her tweet in the event of the final moment of the British monarch, the now late Queen Elizabeth II. If anything, it brought about difficult discussions on colonialism and the Civil War. And speaking on colonialism, you already know I am an atheist and don't believe in the existence of any supernatural being, which some people might call God. Now, I don't have a problem with people saying God bless Nigeria, but I take serious exception to people saying God created the entity called Nigeria and that is God's divine plan. No, it was the British who created the entity that is the modern day Nigerian state. And then if some people claim Nigeria is the so-called God's plan, then are they implying that colonialism is also that God's divine plan? Because if we are to be brutally honest, colonialism was based upon exploitation, greed, conquest, subjugation, and war, which greatly contradicts the claims by theists and religious people that this so-called God is one of love, peace, equity, and justice, and the disaster of incorporating religion into government and politics. I don't believe in telling sweet lies, Ada, just to sound good. Let me leave it here. Good morning once again, Ada. Ha 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 ha, laughing out loud. Ada, I don't hear your explanation. Oh, no go cut your tongue. I no go text you with pigeon again. Chai, I can't believe I just forced Ada to explain with evidence. Laughing out loud, every crack. Okay, you see, today I'm being nice. I want to explain. Every crack is laughing at me. Yo, now that I'm being nice. Anyway, I've always been a nice person. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, this is Chinasu calling from Abreva.
This is who, sir?
Chinasu calling from
Abreva. Oh, Chinasu, you're welcome. Yeah. Welcome, sir. Talk to me, please.
Hello, sir?
I said talk to me, please.
Okay, is this to sing the national anthem?
Oh, you want to? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, then.
All right, so go patron, Nigeria's gonna be
with what?
Strength and
With strength and what?
I didn't remember, but...
With love and strength and faith. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, yeah, say it.
With love and strength and faith.
Okay. Abe, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Abia.
No, you're not a Nigerian. On behalf of fellow Nigerians, I send you back to your country. So please do well and leave us tomorrow, yeah?
All right.
He even said all right.
Okay. I didn't even celebrate because I was really, really angry about how the country is going. And the first lady came out to say that her husband isn't a magician. Like, when did we come in there? They said everything was prepared for them to fix the country. They said they were help. They came to help the poor and help them to get rich or something like that. So I don't know why she's saying. So me, for that statement, I feel like they didn't come there to help. They just came there for themselves to take the money and cash out and jump out. So that's what I think. So yeah, that's my contribution.
Oh wow. Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Let me just take two more calls and then we get into the relationship segment. Oh my goodness.
Hello.
Comrade.
Hada. Mr. Rakuchuku have made my day. Oh. And that man will say in Motopass for Nadebo have also made my day. Hada.
Sir.
They say Nigeria are reactive. I am having asking for about a 2 bridge that is 20 feet wide. They built 1964. Before the population explosion, I have been shouting this. Don't you worry? A place, before some go, that the bridge is supposed to come there. As I was coming back from smaller one bed on Saturday, after 2 months, when I went to one bed, that's the way they say, I go to steal rice. So then
I don't tell you, say you go steal rice. Now you tell me, say you take more than enough.
It concerns you, that you rice. Thank you. I was stuck in 1 hour. Majority of our companies, or the industrial internet companies, are passing through Ojore. And Omar said, on the 3rd of September, any governor, when federal was to pass in their place, 2 hours, just call me. 2 hours, I'll give you a WhatsApp reply. After calling Mr. President. Now he just says, they're not saying, they're not doing anything. Now somebody complained about 30 mainland bridge. When they said they don't repair.
Okay.
And they're not doing anything about it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Already talking. I have commanded Clark to put talking. Only the thing that will happen to me in this life, in this Nigeria, is if we can be able to say our National Assembly are not existing again, I will be a happiest man. Finally, I greet you from New York. Make you send me money. Make I take one the record.
Okay. He can hear you. Muyi from New York, please send Comrade Ikechukwu money, please.
Thank you. And he will send that. Put me down my number. If you send me this message, I will send you my account number. Yes, I need that one. Nigeria, no rest. Nigeria, OG Red.
Okay. So, I am taking down Comrade Ikechukwu's number. So, Muyi from New York, please, Comrade Ikechukwu needs your money. I'm taking down his number. Kobokoman. Muyi, stop sending stickers. Send money. Ada, did you notice something about the stanzas? The first stanza is motivational and historical, but the second becomes a prayer to show you that something went wrong. That's where we are today. Prayer time, Patrick Ebo. Comrade Ikechukwu, you know me, I will not lie to you. Muyi has sent 2 messages. The first one, he sent a sticker. Let me even open it. He sent a sticker laughing. The second one, he wrote, Comrade Koboko, ha 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 ha. So... Me, I don't know. I'm sure I'm just delivering this message. Okay, oh, hello.
Hello, Adagodin.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
How is work?
Yeah, work is good.
Happy new month.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
All right, because there's no need of saying happy independent anymore.
Why?
Because we are no more in. Everybody is outside now. Everybody is on the street.
No, wow.
And no longer independent. It's out dependent.
Come on.
Those are the days when we are independent. Now it's out dependent. You know, if you watch, there are some languages that have been going out from the platform now. Just like in short. Nobody wants to be in short now. It's been long, been weak. Because the country, boys are not smiling. Everybody are not smiling. So, but I thought there is just one thing I just want to say.
Okay.
You know, looking at the situation, many people are saying they are not celebrating. But actually, we are celebrating indirectly.
How?
You know, when you are talking about something, this one is talking, this one is talking. What is now celebration? Everybody is just talking about it. We are celebrating suffering in the other way around.
Oh, wow. Come on.
That is it. Because when it is when it's not celebration, then we should put our hands on the desk. I know what to do about it. The truth is this. No matter what, no matter how we do, no matter what we say, we can keep on praying from now to tomorrow. You get it?
Yeah.
The controller still have the final say. But me looking at it at that, the question I keep asking is, why the second edition of the national anthem? You get it, because it's like the person that carved out that distance sat down and had the revelation of what Nigeria is going to turn to. You get it.
I am trying to.
And now bring about that second national anthem, because the first one is like, it has failed. So let's now put it, it was like, let's channel it in the ways of prayer. The truth is, yesterday, it was very, very hectic for me.
Okay.
There's nothing like celebration. I went to buy gas today. The gas I bought, 850, which that was last week. Last 2 weeks. I was shocked when they said it's 1,050 naira. I'll be 1,001.
For
so
real?
You can imagine. Yeah, we are celebrating now. So, but God will help us.
Amen.
I just want to take one question, maybe from your option list.
Oh,
not
you want
to... National anthem.
Okay, so tell me, who is the current Senate President of Nigeria?
That is where the issue lies. You don't ask me about those people, though.
So, I should not ask you about national anthem. I should also not ask you about our politicians. What do you want me to ask you?
You can ask me who will be my next godfather.
No.
Nigeria.
Mm-mm. Okay. What is the motto of Nigeria? Like the slogan. Yes. M-O-W-T-O.
The motto of Nigeria is very clear. We have Molue.
I said M-O-W-T-O.
And that is what I'm
not M-O-T-O-R.
I know. Motto is motto.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye. Girls, you're good. And how was your day? I am hopeful and I believe in Nigeria regardless. Man must realize that the globe wasn't uniformly distributed, but happiness flows through my vein. Each time I remember that I'm a Nigerian, the only country where everything is accepted and nothing is rejected. Believe it or not, Nigeria is accommodating overall. God bless Nigeria. Ada blessing on Nigeria Info. Ola from Isheri. Hola, this is your message. Okay, no comment. Good morning, Ada. I am AY from Ajao Estate. I was driving to Ebisometa last Sunday, so I had to pass through the Thought Mainland Bridge, main Ada, come and see potholes. No maintenance, and those potholes are causing unnecessary traffic. Are you serious? Muyi just sent thumbs up. So, comrade, I don't know. I don't know what you guys are up to, but it's okay. Okay, Busayo, I see it. Still processing, right? Okay. No problems. So, me, sir, I'm a Nigerian. I think Busayo wants to do giveaway. But what will happen if I use Monaga and eat fish? As a patriotic citizen that I am. Nigeria is showing everybody shaggy, so it's not be bad if I go and relax and cool my head safe with Busayo's money. Sometimes I surprise myself, but it's all good. So yeah, phone lines, like all phone lines are seriously buzzing. And I honestly don't know if we should treat the relationship issue today or do that tomorrow, because it's our country and I need to let people be expressive. I need to let people talk. So I don't know. Do I take more calls? What do you guys think? I think we should. Okay. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, so good morning.
Good morning. How are you there? This is Babati from Ago.
Hey, Babati. Welcome.
How are you?
I am good. So good.
I had the best for you since morning.
Innocent me. What have I done again?
Because this topic where you bring this might just piss me off. Why will you bring Nigeria topic?
You know if you vex, not you be Togolese. Why you go vex on Nigeria topic?
I'll be waiting past Togo, sir. I have to go join Nigeria, be Nigeria Togo. But one person don't make me no vex again this night. Tell me, ask me who.
Who be that, comrade?
Comrade, don't make me happy this night. Don't make my day.
Comrade, normally a joy giver. It will give joy.
Comrade, I better sleep well this night. And I don't ask me question, no.
Why now? If I don't ask you, who I go ask?
I don't have to wear more today. I don't have to wear down for you.
Chai.
I said, let me make a chat. Let's say, I see the other thing. I'm peace and unity. I'll be that motto. That motto where they drive. I don't enter now.
You say now waiting.
Then I peace and unity, no best. Yes, manager like that.
Motto of Nigeria.
Yes.
Okay. But other things still go, Mamsha. But I know we'll tell you because another person have he asked him this question.
No, they say they give away. They say you give away now for carry my book where I read for primary school.
You know, if you been get them like correct, if I don't tell you, say, oh, call your account to make a send and give the station. But
you know, tell me now why you did do that. They ask me questions.
Oh yeah, now yeah, tell me what's the motto of Nigeria?
I don't ask another one. I don't say no pass. But me, I believe myself. Just say I pass.
Okay, another one. No, cause say now you. How many senators make up the National Assembly of Nigeria?
Oh, my. That one, I don't remember. Then I'm 42. I've been at 42.
Something way past 100.
I don't remember.
He passed 100, my guy. He passed. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Godwin from Amodofi.
All right, Mr. Godwin, welcome.
Yeah. Come again?
Welcome. Talk
Thank
to me.
You. How was your day?
My day was great. Thanks for asking. And how was yours?
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you spend Independence Day?
Hey, you're sounding faint.
Sounding faint?
I can hear you now.
How did you spend Independence Day? How did you celebrate it?
Well, I just sat down with a bottle of cold water.
Ooh.
I thank God for making me to see the day.
Okay.
And I thank God that Nigeria is still intact.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. So So you want to prove to me that you're Nigerian?
I am a complete Nigerian.
Aha, complete Nigerian.
Yes.
Okay. Who was the first Senate president of Nigeria?
The first?
Oh yeah. Cameroon. First thing tomorrow morning.
that's a bit difficult. Can I have another one?
I really want people to win, but when was the Central Bank of Nigeria established?
Central Bank of Nigeria. Current affairs. No idea.
All right, thank you. Bye. You see you people. Tomorrow, make sure you all call me via Skype, because from tomorrow I expect you to be abroad, to be overseas. Okay? Those people that are from Togo, Cameroon, Benin Republic, make sure you pack your bags first thing in the morning. If you must listen to this show, call via Skype. Don't call this Nigerian number, because if you're still here, if you're still in Nigeria, tomorrow I'll call the immigration offices. Thank goodness when you call, you always mention your location. This last caller is calling from Amuodofin, so locating him will not be difficult. Make sure you pack your bags in the morning and leave. All right, 21 minutes gone past 12 midnight. Just me, this has been fun. All right. And we're talking about Nigeria, and I'm so optimistic that Nigeria will be great again. Like I said, 21 minutes now gone past 12, and I know that most people are out there saying, see, Nigeria hard, but I still be human being. We go still push, and you go better. Yes, definitely, you go better.